Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
In Patrick Barlow's adaptation of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, five actors portray over 20 characters. The story of Ebenezer Scrooge and his ghostly visitations is reimagined with a fresh new physicality. The highly theatrical, sometimes comic, ultimately moving adaptation is... it's one of those things you have to do, you know.
Yeah.
you have to see a production of The Nutcracker. You have to see a production of A Christmas Carol, or it's just not a Christmas season. The show is currently running at Capitol Rep in Albany and stars our dear friend Kevin McGuire as Mr. Bah Humbug himself, Ebenezer Scrooge. Kevin, it's a delight to have you back in our studio.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Joe.
I've known you and have worked with you for a long, long time, and I find it interesting because I don't feel any older. I assume you don't, but it seems odd that you, my dear friend, are playing Scrooge, that you're old enough to be able to pull that off.
Oh, I am. I definitely am. I'm. You haven't aged at all since we've known each other, but I have aged greatly because I spend too much time on stage. No, I'm kidding. I am the right age.
You ran a small theater company.
I ran a theater company for 10 years,
yeah,
9 years.
That'll age you.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, it's my hair is gray and my beard's gray and I'm gray. And
so you're ready for Scrooge.
I'm ready for Scrooge now. Yes, definitely. And I'm having a fantastic time. I'm having a wonderful time.
Everything I've seen
it.
About the show just looks beautiful. Looks perfect. Let us talk about Patrick Barlow and what he has done because it's a different take.
Yeah, it is. It's funny, and I think that one of the things I love about it is that Scrooge is really, you know, sort of more Donald Trump than a nasty man.
Mm.
He enjoys the fact that he makes money. He's very happy that he can make that much money, and so when he transforms at the end, you go, there was that person was there sort of all the time. He just really cared about the wrong things. His priorities weren't in the right place. And now he's got his priorities, you know, and lined up, you know, for the good of mankind, you know, because we're all a family on this planet. And, you know, you were just talking to the folks from the Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, Ebenezer Scrooge really wouldn't have done that until he had these experiences with the spirits, and they show him himself. You know, he sees himself. He meets people that could have loved him, but he drove away, and the spirit of Christmas present shows him the people whose lives he can affect today immediately, and the ghost of the spirit of Christmas yet to come is really. Doesn't have much to say because there's no one in his life in the future, you know, and he's dead, you know, so it's interesting, you know. I think it's a wonderful story.
I'm curious as to, you and I have had this conversation many times, and I just think it's interesting because so much of the work that you have done, and certainly when you had the theater company in Cambridge at Hubbard Hall, you brought great classic repertoire to the region. You were bringing out just great, good classic theater, and that seemed to be much your MO. And to your credit, a lot of shows that were you know, getting dusty because they hadn't been done in so long, but they're just really good stuff. And I'm curious, when you come to something like this, A Christmas Carol, which is done so regularly in so many different ways, do you still have that exploration that you would have with a new play or even one that hasn't been produced in a long time, for you as an actor and for you as a company to understand its many layers?
Yes, I think that's what attracted me to this piece was Patrick Barlow's sort of literary take on it. I mean, the words in it. I love words. I'm the English language, I think, is boundless and sort of wonderful. And, yeah, you know, and the more you know about it, the more you realize you don't know, and how incredible it is that I read these plays and go, I don't know what that word means. You know, I'm not, you know.
Sometimes we forget that words mean things.
Yeah, I mean, and in what context is he using this word?
Right.
And, you know, Scrooge is very smart. So and Mark Rothko is very smart. And Cervantes is very smart. So I'm attracted to a sort of literary mind.
Yeah.
And I think it has something to do with, you know, growing up, my father was a voracious reader, and we read, and I loved to read books, and I loved stories, and, you know, I come from a, you know, the Irish tradition of storytellers, and sort of, I don't think we realized it, but we all told stories. I have a set of, like, fantastic stories that I can tell. But this story is wonderful, and I think the way Patrick Barlow has dealt with it is great. But I came to this as a new play.
And in that, there are still things to explore that you want to talk about as a company to understand how we get this right and the many layers, and still, in the end, be Dickensian.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the dialects, I mean, there's several different dialects going on because people are playing various characters. I only play Scrooge, so... Yeah. And for me, what I realized in the course of the rehearsal was that it was really, he has to be himself right at the top, right out of the gate. And then he sort of dissects, he's dissected as the piece goes on, which is sort of the opposite of playing like a Shakespeare character or Tennessee Williams or Chekhov, where you build the character as it goes. So you get to the end of the journey and you're there. This is like the end of this is the beginning of his life, you know?
Yes.
And so it's very interesting. So all of that stuff that happens before we see Scrooge was very important to me. So I went through a lot of that in rehearsal.
Did you make, when I was reading the introduction and I said that, you know, everyone should see during a holiday season a production of The Nutcracker and a Christmas Carol. And I was saying it somewhat jokingly, but what I think is lovely is that this is often the introduction that many children have to theater, to dance, to arts.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful hook. And I would assume you're seeing that in the audience.
Oh, definitely. There's lots of kids. And it is so family friendly. I mean, the families love it. And Saturday matinee, there were an enormous amount of kids in the audience, and it was thrilling. I mean, because do you see their faces? They're falling in love with the idea of going to the theater, you know? And yeah. I did that when I was young, you know? I mean, I fell in love with the theater. The craft of it and actors walking around on stage, it was fascinating to me. I mean, it's what I wanted to do, you know? And if I hadn't gone to the theater, I would have no idea that it was anything that would interest me. But that is absolutely true, that it's turning another generation onto the theater, you know.
I mean, not to put more pressure onto what you're already doing,
right? The 10-year-old set, you know, they love it. You know, I mean, but you know, and I, when I did Secret Garden on tour, I used to marvel at the fact that the kids were explaining to the grandparents what the play was about.
That's great,
because kids really follow these kind of things. They don't think so. They're sort of non-linear. You know, they think in abstractions in some way. Because their minds are, that's the way their minds are, which this is a very kind of abstracted piece. I mean, there's images and words and, you know, it's wonderful. And I think they're fascinated by it.
And it's wonderfully segmented.
Yes.
In the sense that you can follow it. There are sort of these mini stories.
Yeah. I mean, each one of the spirits has a different, you know, the spirit of Christmas Present is a riot because she's so present.
Yeah,
you know, everything is like right in the moment, you know, and Christmas Past and whatever. But it's really a good thing. And then the idea of the spirit of Christmas that comes through this is kind of remarkable when he transforms.
What do you think there is about this type of show that we want to refamiliarize ourselves with every year, every so often?
I think that people are fascinated by the story because we want to believe that we can change. We want to believe that we can fix things about ourselves that we don't like. You know, we want to believe that we can get up in the morning and, you know, I don't know, stop doing some horrible things that we might be doing. And I think we get to see that sort of unfold in front of us, a person who really changes and really gets it, you know, understands what his life is. And I think that we don't always believe that we can do that, you know? And I think that, that's what's really, important. And I think everyone in the audience has someone that they've sort of driven away or you know, not spending Christmas with them or not seeing them or having an issue with them. And I think this makes you really feel like, why do we do that? Life is so short and, you know, our families are very valuable and, you know, that's really what it says. And at Christmas time, particularly.
That's a lovely sentiment, though. I think people also sit in the audience and say, I know of someone who I think should be visited by three spirits in the night.
Absolutely right. I mean, I think that that's probably more to the point. But, I mean, they're all, no one thinks it's them. You know, everyone thinks it's somebody else.
Not.
I'm
no,
a wonderful
always,
person. Are
it's
you
always
kidding?
Somebody else.
I don't need to change. You know, I'm perfect. You know, but,
but it does come back. Yeah. And I think it does come to the personal where you understand a spirit and a meaning. No matter what your spiritual belief is,
right.
which I think is what's so wonderful about the show.
Right. I think that, and also in the book and in this version, Scrooge goes back to Frederick and his wife and apologizes and asks if he can have dinner with them. And a lot of versions, he just goes to the Cratchits.
Right.
And that's the end, you know, and that he's having dinner with the Cratchits and what have you. This is really a family. You know, this is really about a family and this man's behavior destroying a family. And he goes back, you know, and he comes back and he hugs Frederick and he meets his niece.
And there has to be some reconciliation and some.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very moving. It's very touching. I think people, you know, are moved.
I've spoken to many actors who have taken on this role and talk about, and I even mentioned the word I used in the script, but of the physicality. I mean, this is a lot. It's a lot for you.
Oh yeah,
Not to say it's a lot for everybody in the cast, but it's certainly a lot on you.
It's a challenge. I mean, it's very challenging. I mean, I think actor friends of mine who've done Christmas Carol say, oh, be careful. It's not easy. It's a tough story. And I'm finding that to be true. I mean, we're flying. We're on ladders. We're doing this stuff. We're here. We're there. We're all over the place. We're, you know, running around. I never stop, really. And so it's a good challenge. You know, and I'm up for it.
Yeah.
You know, but I have so much going on in my, so many words in my head and so much, I have a lot to say, you know, so.
And what a blessing and a gift that you get to say it every night.
I know. And have people stand up. At
yes.
The end.
That's...
And have people laugh.
You have plenty of time, really, but it will be fleeting. It's through December 22nd.
Yeah.
So for the rest of the month, pretty much, get down and get to see A Christmas Carol.
Well, it'll put you in the Christmas spirit for sure, and your kids will enjoy, or your families will enjoy being together, and I think that's really what it's about. You know,
it seems like a beautiful production. Everything I've read, it seems beautiful.
It is.
I just love to see you in that role. So I'll be
you're going to come?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss seeing you.
Did you see Red?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
You're great in that. I love that show.
Yeah, me too. But I didn't know if you had come.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Come see it. It's really a good thing.
Kevin McGuire portrays Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York through December 22nd. And again, it's at Capitol Rep and through December 22nd. We have information on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Kevin, it's always a delight. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful holiday season.
Yeah,
thank
you
too. Thank you so much for,
Thanks for having me.
It here and doing this great work.
No. Thank you. My pleasure. It's
great
my job.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.